Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost. Proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American soldier.
Happy Independence Day, all of you Americans out there. Tonight's show is based on a contest called the July 4th contest, ran by Louis Wildove and myself. And you're listening to The Garden of Enlightenment with Louis Wildove and Grey Eyes Smith. And this quote, this contest is based on a July 4th quote, and it says, "Dreams are the foundation of America," by Lupita Nyong'o. And so that's the gist of tonight's show. And we are brought to you by a group on All Poetry called Late Night Poets. And we have anthologies available on Amazon.com under the same moniker. If you would like to check those out and help support these shows, that would be awesome. Okay, so I'm going to go to the studio here and see if we have any callers. And we do. We have three of them. Hello and welcome to the show, area code 4070. How's it going?
It's me, Felon.
Hi, Felon. How are you?
Great. Glad to be here.
Happy to hear you. Been a long time.
As well.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to bring on another caller here. Hello and welcome to the show, Ms. Pam Ray.
Well, hello there. Great. Good to hear you. Good to hear you too, Felon. I think it's going
right.
to be an awesome read of poetry.
Absolutely. And we have another caller here.
Hello, this is Randy G. Hello to everyone.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
Great. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Randy.
I'm good.
Hello.
Good, thank you.
Hi, Felon.
Hi, Randy. Good to hear you.
And we have our hostess, Louie Wildo. Hello, Louie Wildo. Welcome to the show.
You mean you're not going to make me the co-host for this week?
No, I didn't make that mistake again this week.
You know I had to rag you on that. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Welcome to the show. Looking forward to all this poetry and spending time with y'all.
Happy 4th.
Absolutely. Yeah, happy 4th of July, everybody. Okay. So do you have a poem in the reading list, Felon?
She surely
yes,
does.
Okay. I will find it here.
I'm glad you invited me tonight, Louie. Thank you so much.
It's a hard year for both of us, so I'm so happy to hear
yeah.
and see you. Welcome,
absolutely.
Sweetheart. I miss you.
I'm getting stronger, guys. Just know that. I'm on the mend, so watch out when I get well. I'll be back. This is called Where I Get Down. Held common ground from the state to every town. Choose home like freedom cell. Call Atlanta my town. It's where my family found common ground. A place a girl earned her crown. On common ground, Atlanta is my town. Yes, Atlanta's my town. City paving pride's map, Atlanta, that's my town. Stay on common ground, calling Atlanta my town. Old southern type, accent southern right. A girl pushing to common ground. To a world so bound to cracking common ground. Atlanta's my town. Where charm is confused for doubt, southern sound. Hey, y'all, let's stand on common ground. So this nation found, freedom found. We, the people, unity shouts. Atlanta's my town. My common ground, Atlanta's my town. Land of the free, a society shout. Atlanta's my town. A place I stand proud, held as common ground. Let peace and equality start now. End point.
Well, beautiful read. And this is based on a poem prompt, so wonderful job with that. And I really like
Thank
your
you.
Rhyming scheme with the ground and bound and town. Yeah, beautiful read and fantastic, heartfelt, right?
Thank
well
you.
Done. And Pam, what did you think?
Oh, this is amazing. It's got a great flow to it. You know, I love how emotive and hard-hitting the lines are. You know, to me, it speaks on not only hometown pride, but the pride in a country that allows for people to be different and have the freedom of voice. But the thing is with a country that has so many differences, there are times where we have to realize the things that we have in common. And one of those things we have in common is that we live in a country where you are free to speak your voice, where you're free to believe what you want to believe. And, you know, and we've got to find that common ground, that peace and that equality.
You know, so just absolutely a stunning right, Felon, and very well done.
Thank you so much.
Great comment. Thank you, Sam. And Randy, what did you think?
Yes, I really enjoyed it. That was a great read, Felon. I really appreciated the hometown aspect of it, which was repeated over and over because, you know, we all have a hometown and it's special to us. And we can be national patriots and we can be hometown patriots as well. And our country affords us that. And as you were reading it, Felon, the thing that came to mind to me as a veteran is that when we're off to war, we're obviously fighting for our country, but each and every one of us is fighting for our hometown as well. So it's a prominent place in our hearts. So that's the way it struck me, and I found it to be a very personal touch to it, and I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Randy, and thank you for your service.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Randy.
Great comment. Great comment, Randy. Thank you. And Louie, what did you think?
Well, what I liked about this is it smacks of Felon, that Southern personality from deep down south. You know, we can be from any part. That's the whole thing what Pam brought out that I really liked and what Felon shows here is that no matter where we are, where we're from, accent, no accent, the beauty of what makes our country the one that we live in, the blending of people and cultures and society. I really enjoy this, especially where she says, stay on common ground, calling Atlanta my town, old Southern type, accent south, rip, a girl cushioned to common ground, to a world so bound, to cracking common ground. I just love that. It just made me smile because it just dripped in your personality.
Thank you, Lou. Thank you. And, I mean, it always goes back to the grassroots of where we were brought up. You can't change anything if you don't change where you start. So just I enjoy writing it.
Exactly.
Wonderful comment. Thank you,
sweetie.
Okay, I've got Cornfields by Jaskaran up next.
The Cornfields. Edited to the Cornfields. Dressing catching sound of the cornhusk. To the garish neighborhood. Transporting the barren soil to the wilderness. To an exotic grains. To the area of growth. Very bad head of his. As if of a legendary word. Heard on the river better. As I touch through the cornfields. The warm breeze. We feel a beautiful melody with the unruffled maple leaves, casting softly in arms, blending on the audience with all its charm, that is, in the midst, soothing exercise. Young feet, penetrating the ground, underneath, and melting them. And the rattling sights, water's heart, vortices, whirlpools, of uncle grass. Coming to find a voice, from center of a knife, came a great fountain, deep blue shadows on azure sea water. I stepped, still life, a stone, a tree, a dirt road, wisdom, yielded, immediate. Looking out like a measured being, union of molding, grounded, contrived. Thank you.
Fantastic SoundCloud and a beautiful poem. You know, you can picture all this as he speaks it, trudging through the cornfield, deafening, crushing sounds of corn husks to be perished in a moment, transporting his barren soul through a veil of mist to an exploding jubilance, to hear a burp by the white-haired fluffies as if after a lavish dessert served on a silver platter. Amazing imagery in this. And I really liked his awesome note. It says, I learned a long time ago that reality is much weirder than anyone's imagination. And that's a fact. So, well done, Jaskaran. What did you think, Felon?
I really like this because, for the simple fact, to me, what I gathered from it was the harvest of a soul in life, and that of giving, you know, parish to what we have before us and what we have in life, and that just even with just the cornfield that he's walking through, he's seeing how the harvest is going to feed him for that year, and that he's not, and he's giving grace to you know, the dessert of what he was lavished in, and that was just, even if it's just corn, he knows he's going to eat for right now, and that if he just keeps giving and believing that he will, you know, next year he will be get the same harvest that he has to believe in. His feet are, like he says, the numb feet penetrating the ground on every beat, and the magic sinks in, and that's letting him know the seeds are already planted. He just has to keep harvesting them every year, and that's by just being the person that he is. So, excellent light.
Well said. Thank you, Bellin. And Pam Marie, what did you think?
Oh, I thought this was wonderful. I like his use of imagery and of sound. Now, let me ask you a question, Lou. Was it Beethoven who did the Flight of the Bumblebees?
Oh, I don't know right now. I can't remember.
Oh, okay. I always knew you were really into music, so I thought maybe you might know.
I am, but my memory has gone to put the last year.
I
have short-term
that.
Memory loss really now.
Oh, I understand that. I'm sorry. I think it is. But because that's what it made me think of the song "The Flight of the Bumblebees," where he says, "I trudge to the cornfield, the warm breeze whispering a Beethoven melody, with the unruffled maple leaves clasping softly in its arms." I like how there's that use of both imagery and sound, and it feels to me like how when you walk through a field or you walk through some place where it's so beautiful, it has almost a dreamlike quality. So wonderfully written and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And Lydia, what are your thoughts?
You know,
she'll probably be right back. I'm guessing she got dropped.
Oh, okay. All right, Pam. Well, you're up next to read, if you wouldn't mind, please, once I post this link.
Okay.
There we go.
All right. And this is 244 Years by Pootsie Girl. And it goes like this. I have only been your child for the last fifth of your time, but I have soaked up all you taught me in curious sublime. I have stood by you and for you and could never deny all your great wonders, beauty, and freedom that you supply. America, happy birthday. You were born 244 years ago in July. Yes, America, happy birthday on this Saturday the 4th. My respect and love to you won't be too long or too short. Like a bird who leaves the nest, you claimed your independence. Like evolution itself, you embrace both truth and pretense. From sea to shining sea, bound to manifest destiny, an American I am proud to be. Happy birthday, America, on this 4th, July 4th, 2020. Regardless of social trauma or epidemics, my view is still sunny. 49 years ago, I became your child. You spoiled me so lovingly, I became wild. My pursuit of happiness has always come from you. I hope you know, wherever I roam, my patriotism is true. End poem.
Beautiful read, Pam. And I mean, you know, this is a powerful poem on being an American and loving that fact, and honoring the 244 years of its existence. I thought it captured the expression beautifully. What did you think, Ellen?
I agree with you also there, Gray. I like the fact that she basically said that she won't be, you know, my respect and love won't be too long nor too short. And then like a bird who leaves the nest, you claimed your independence, like evolution itself embraced both truth and pretense. From the sea to shining sea, bound to manifest destiny, an American I'm proud to be. I like the fact that she got some of, you know, the national anthem in there, and also just, you know, the bird, you know, our nation's bird, you know, and of course, you know, the eagle and stuff. But I like the whole thing and how she put herself in there as well. This is just a nice, this is a nice point to the 4th of July and what we should really be proud of, and that's to be an American and for the freedoms and the liberties we were given. So just say, don't take it for granted. Great right.
Thank you, Ellen. And Randy, what did you think?
Yeah, I thought this was a, excuse me, I thought this was a wonderful, wonderful write, very well read, Pam, and there's so many things there, you know, she's touching on right off the bat that that she's the nation's child, and she touches on the fact that, you know, the length of time that she's been here enjoying the freedom of America, and that strikes a chord, I'm sure, with all of us. It does with me. So that the last stanza in particular really, really touched me. Happy birthday, America, on this July 4th, 2020, regardless of social trauma or epidemics, my view is still sunny. 49 years ago, I became your child. You spoiled me so lovingly, I became wild. My pursuit of happiness has always come from you. I hope you know, wherever I roam, my patriotism is truth. You know, that just really struck a chord with me. That's exactly how I feel about it. And we're all fortunate to be Americans. And
exactly.
We've all been very spoiled. We've all been very spoiled as a result. But at least we can lovingly, on this day, the 4th of July, give our regards to the country and a hearty thank you for the freedoms that we share. And this was a wonderful poem, and I really liked it.
Well said. Thank you, Randy. And Lulu, what are your thoughts?
Well, when I was listening to Pam read this, I really loved the passion that she has, you know, and the respect that she has. You know, it doesn't matter where we live in the United States, and I was agreeing with what Randy commented. I really loved that last stanza because even when there's social trauma, and I would like to send out prayers to the people, I don't know which city it was, but there was a shooting. They were there for the 4th of July parade, and he shot dead 6 people and injured over 30. And they did catch him, and this happened this morning. You know, we have so much freedom here. And when we talk about it on this day, it's an appreciation to the laws and the people and all those who served before us to give thanks for the joys and the freedom that we have today. It's important. And like it says here, whether social trauma or epidemic, my view is still sunny. We still live in the United States where we have freedom. And we have this freedom due to all those that have gone before us and have served. So thank you to all those that have served.
Absolutely wonderful comment, Lee. And Pam, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I really like what both Randy and Lou had to say. You know, that just those kind of comments just make me want to say amen. This was a wonderful patriotic rite. I love that she's celebrating the birthday of the United States and the freedoms that are offered us. I, too, was particularly drawn to the end part where you says, you spoiled me so lovingly, I became wild. And that's just such a blessed thing about living in a country like the United States is the freedoms you have to choose to become wild if you want. So excellent write and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. Okay, Randy, I've got the next link posted up if you wouldn't mind reading it, please.
Okay. This is by K.S. Sparrow, We Patriots. Tonight I join my countrymen in saying, for though I know that I was English-born, America has broken from the king. Allegiance to his tyranny forsworn, we patriots who watch the sun descend and see the blinking of the faint new stars, believe in an idea that will not end, defining this new country that is ours. Courage never made so great a stand. who breathe the sweetest air of liberty. And here, tonight, we gather, hand in hand, one people, now and always, brave and free, in poem.
Ah, good read,
beautiful,
Randy.
Beautiful. Beautiful read, Randy. And the poem's fantastic. I mean, you know, it really captures the idea of coming together on the 4th of July to celebrate your independence as a together. And I thought that was just beautiful, as well as that last stanza, last sentence. One people, now and always, brave and free. Just a beautiful, sentimental poem. What did you think, Pam?
Yeah, I really liked this one. It is. I like that she mentions, or they mentioned that they're English-born, you know, that come from another country and then came to America. You know, I thought that was a really good point because, you know, with America being made up of so many people from so many different countries and beliefs and, you know, just really wonderful there. And I also like courage never made so great a stand to breathe the sweetest air of liberty. And here tonight we gather hand in hand. Beautifully written and very well done.
Wonderful comment, Pam. Thank you. And Louie, what did you think?
You know, I thought Randy did such an excellent job in reading this. I really enjoyed this poem and everybody's compliments. You know, it doesn't really matter where we're from when we become American citizens. That's the point. We're American citizens. Does not color us whatsoever in any way. And it says, you know, and she brought out here, she says, defining this new country that is ours, courage never made so great a stand. So once again, I want to thank all the patriots out there that have served our country. And then, you know, she talks about this liberty we have to breathe the sweetest air of liberty, to have freedom. And it says, and here tonight we gather hand in hand, and this is what we are doing with the poetry. And I want to thank everybody who has called in or written for this contest. Thank you.
Well said. Thank you, Leah. And Randy, what are your thoughts?
You know, I thought this was a very well written and very special. I think sometimes it's really refreshing when we hear from a person who has become an American recently and has come from another country and another background to see how much they enjoy the freedoms that we have, because sometimes we become spoiled and mm-hmm. we take our freedom for granted and don't really always understand what it takes to be free. And when we hear from people who are here from another country who really understand the freedoms that we have as opposed to what they experienced in their former country, it's refreshing. So I really enjoyed this.
Well said. Thank you, Randy. Okay, Louie, I'm putting up a right for you, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Okay. Thank you, Gray. Okay. Home's Price Tag by Honey Bunny 0301. Have you been there? Have you ever heard the screams, seeing the dust settle, holding lost comrades in dreams, a sound like fireworks overhead aiming at your life, unknowing if you make it home or to your cheating wife? Have you seen it? Have you watched those of innocent minds fall and yet still press forward for all its freedom that made the call? A picture burned beside bloodshot eyes can never be erased. Cover fire, saving a life as you rush through your heart at race. Have you felt it? The cold rushing through beating veins, fear gripping you tight as you ignore another bullet, wounds, pain, rescuing fellow soldiers at the risk you won't make it back, leaving the fields with only a purple medal and a hefty pack. Do you see it now? Not just in 6 feet holes where flowers are planted, but in the streets and alleyways for this award they were granted, ignored by the ignorant for the service that they gave. For you only stand by, hands interlaced, in front of loved one's grave. Please fill it. The loss affected not only those we can no longer see, but those who fought along them, and now their struggle in weighted fees. They wish to help, and now are ignored by their survivors, scoffed by the very souls they thought worthy, the ones that made them fires. You haven't been there amidst the war of people. There's no honor you've earned. The choice that these brave individuals gave to save our every world. So remember the rights you have. Free will you love to speak of. The man who struggles to live his life also deserves our thankful love. End poem.
Beautiful read, Louise. And I mean, that was a touching poem, you know. It really speaks to the trauma and the trials and tribulations of being a soldier fighting for the freedom of the their fellow Americans, and, you know, the lack of respect that they got when they got home, and, you know, the nightmares that they suffer, and how much this affected the world around them and not just them. So just a beautiful poem. Excellent read, Lou. Pam, what do you think?
Oh, I have to agree. This is, it's powerful. It's emotive. I have to say it was the perfect poem to have the background sound effects of the fireworks going off. That just was perfect timing. You know,
exactly.
I just really, I love how this pays tribute. It really just pulls at my heartstrings to see someone speaking up in their poetry about those who have fought and lost their lives, lost so much. It's so much sacrifice for our freedoms. And she reminds us that, you know, for these people who have served for our freedoms, we need to give them our thankful love. That is such a beautiful phrase, our thankful love. So this was very well done.
Wonderful comment, Deb. Yeah, thank you. And Randy, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought this was a very good read. Hallelujah. And I just think it's a very strong poem. On the subject matter that is often hard to deal with and face, as Pam was talking, you know, it's easy to push back to the back of our minds, not thinking about the people who came back and are injured physically, but also the ones who came back and are injured mentally and emotionally, who are still walking through life every day, but the war is never, they've never escaped the war, even if they left the land. I've been extremely fortunate and blessed that with God's help, that didn't last very long for me, but I experienced going to the VA hospital and talking to a lot of guys that this is an extreme problem. So yeah, this was a very powerful poem that appropriate for this day, and God bless all those people who are dealing with these tough things.
Absolutely. Great comment, Randy. Thank you. And Louie, what are your thoughts?
You know, these are my thoughts of the many veterans I used to work with in the hospital, at the VA hospital. And, you know, she's asking, you know, are you aware? Have you been there? So many people have not fought for our freedom and rights, but we have benefited. Have you seen it? We haven't had to experience, like Randy was bringing out, the issues that, you know, them coming back, their families in caskets, or their families with severe PTS or injuries. And then she says, have you seen it? No, we haven't seen it. We're not traumatized by, like Randy, you know, Randy brought up a lot of them, you know, I remember they would tell me they would wake up screaming at night. you know, because your mind still goes. There are certain noises. Like I even know with the fireworks that sometimes that even affects the veteran. And then she asks, very simple at the thing, you know, she's asking us to consider, have you felt it? The majority of us haven't. Did we see it? No. So then she says, please feel it. Please, you know, we need to show the sympathy and the respect to our veterans. And we, like she says here, you haven't been there. So we need to honor these patriots and show them our love and kindness.
Absolutely. Thank you. And Pam, what did you think?
Oh, I already commented on this.
She commented. Yeah. Oh, somebody didn't make a list.
No. Okay, Randy, I've got your poem up if you wouldn't mind, please.
All right. I don't see it yet.
You might have to refresh the page.
Okay, I got it. Okay, this is loosely inspired by Simon and Garfunkel song, The Red, White, and Blue. I've started my journey to discover our great land, from Cape Cod in the east to Malibu's warm sand, to find out what it's made of, every fiber and sinew, seeking America, home of the red, white, and blue. Meeting people of all kinds in each city and town, ranging from white to black, red, yellow, and brown, a cross-section producing an homogeneous stew, seeking America, home of the red, white, and blue. Despite their differences, they made a good team, all pulled together to achieve the American dream. Finding something in common with the same view, seeking America, home of the red, white, and blue. Occasionally, I'd find some dissenting voices, ignoring and denying that they had better choices, disparaging the journeys of every Gentile and Jew, seeking America, home, the red, white, and blue. On the 4th of July, let's wave our flag in the air, strong symbol of the freedoms that we all share. It inspired our forefathers, carrying them through, seeking America, home, the red, white, blue, and poem.
What a wonderful read, Randy. And I mean, you can feel the love that you have for your country in this poem about traveling and meeting all these people and coming together as one to make a homogenous stew. I thought it was just a beautiful poem on what America is in reality. So just a wonderful poem, Randy.
Thank you.
And Pam, what did you think? Even.
Yeah, this is a wonderful poem. It has great rhyme and flow. I really like that second stanza with meeting people of all kinds in each city and town. I like how you take this look at somebody like who's driving through the United States and learning about them. I also really like, despite their differences, they made a good team, all pulled together to achieve the American dream, finding something in common with the same view, seeking America, home of the red, white, and blue. You know, there's so much that, you know, the United States has to offer up as far as being a country of freedom, of free voice, of, you know, just, you know, and this to me, it's celebratory, but it's also a tribute. It's a tribute to this country and all that it offers up. So wonderful, right, Randy?
Thank you, Pam.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And Louie, what did you think?
You know, I thought this poem was very uplifting, you know, because you carry us through all the state lines. You can go from one end of the state to the other, from the top of the state to the bottom, and there's different cultures, there's different foods, there's different accents. And I really liked how you said, meeting people of all kinds in each city and town. And then you said ranging from white to black to red to yellow to brown, a cross-section producing a homogeneous Jew. I smiled when I heard you read that. Seeking America, home of the red, white, and blue. This is why they come here. And this is exactly why we should have respect for everyone in our country. Whether regardless of the differences, we can still stand together. And the 4th of July is a reminder of all our freedoms. Well done, well read, and well penned.
Thank you, Louie.
Great comment, Louie. Would you like to say anything about your poem, Randy?
It's just, it was a heartfelt poem. I mean, I wrote it a year ago around this time, and it was based on, like I said, the song America by Simon and Garfunkel, just loosely. And it basically was, like I said, heartfelt, and it came from my inside. It was what I felt as I wrote it. It, as I remember, it flowed pretty well. It's one of those poems, occasionally you'll have one that just kind of writes itself. You know, you sit down and you start writing, and one line leads to another, and that's the way this one was. Because I love the country, it was easy to write about. So that was it.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. Thank you for sharing that, Randy. Okay, I've got the next poem up. This is called Patriotic Streamers and Pyrotechnic Dreams. Patriotic streamers covered the parade, which ended at Park Center under cool maple shade. Chicken and ribs sweetly scented the air around stinky-faced children with cotton candy hair. A barbershop quartet completed the scene, lulling senior citizens into a nostalgic dream. Their four-part harmony danced through the air with red striped straw hats lending antique flair. Blankets and lawn chairs covered the park as festivities paused with the coming of dark. Orchestra in place, kettle drums at the ready, were a pyrotechnic dream, thunderous and heady. Silver sand sparkled as it fell from the sky, while onlookers smiled with a twinkling eye. Children all shouted, cheering at the sight of this magical sky on a midsummer night. Parents caught in a memory from a time long ago when they first saw fireworks with their faces aglow. Vicarious reveling through euphoric recall, they were once again children in awe of it all. With a thunderous grand finale and the cannons loud clap, all the babies were wailing in full diapers of crap. That was my cue. To the car while we go to the meet the mad rush at the end of the show. With a smile and a sigh, we rush past all the cars in the land of the free under a blanket of stars. End poem. And that was a beautiful description of a small town July 4th festivities. You know, he's got it all in here. Chicken and ribs sweetly scented the air. Sticky-faced children with cotton candy hair. A barbershop quartet completed the scene, lulling senior citizens into a nostalgic dream. And I thought it was just a beautiful poem, just a wonderful, descriptive, engaging poem. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I have to agree. It is very engaging. It has a really nice rhyme scheme to it. I like the nostalgic feel. I really enjoy how, as you said, he brings us into that hometown, small-town feel. You know, he's got the chicken and ribs sweetly scenting the air, the blankets and lawn chairs covering the park, you got the music playing. I like that he brings in the barbershop quartet. He's got a great attention to the detail, and, of course, the humor in the full diaper, because let's face it, when you have babies, there's going to be full diapers. And, you know, just it's one of those that really makes you smile. So very well done.
Great comment. Thank you, Pam. And Lee, what did you think?
Oh, I thought you did a great job in reading this, Gray. I did, just like with Pam, agreed that this was very nostalgic. I still am fascinated by fireworks. You know, it's just something that, you know, the music we hear, except here we hear mariachis. We don't have a barbershop quartet. Mariachis and tequila. So, you know, it just shows that no matter where we are, the celebration is the same. You know, I mean, if you, you know, you've got people going out to these parades, you've got kids eating, and, you know, just like Pam brought out dirty diapers. I just, you know, I remember they would just throw them on the floor. But in anyways, you know, just the things that you celebrate with, how everything's done, and, you know, children just laughing. And, I mean, how can you not? I just remember hearing the whole crowd every time a big display would come up. But, you know, due to COVID, this has prevented a lot of this. But this made me just smile.
Great comment. Thank you, Lee. Okay, Pamrie, I have your poem up whenever you're ready.
All right. We celebrate this land of freedom. We celebrate this land of freedom with joyous festivities of togetherness. The charcoal glows in the grill as the food sizzles to perfection. Fireworks light the sky as possibilities light the human spirit. Throughout history, people have poured the cement of hope and dreams, and while it was wet, wrote their names and placed their handprints to be remembered. We embrace this treasure of our freedom, forever thankful to those who fought to give us this blessing. End poem.
Beautiful read, Pam. And the poem is lovely. I mean, it really captures the heart of the 4th of July festivities and those that it honors. So beautiful job, Pam. Louie, what did
you think?
Thank you. Absolutely.
What I really enjoyed hearing Pam read this, and what I really loved most of all, was the simple imagery. It says, you know, our the way the United States has been built on the back of, you know, so many people. But what I liked was where you said, and while it was wet, wrote their names and placed their handprints to be remembered. You know, we have, I think a lot of times people don't realize how much freedom we have. And you so simply put it, and you beautifully did it with the charcoal grill serving to perfection, the firework lights the sky, and it lights the human spirit, our possibilities. And, you know, and that's true. There are so many possibilities if we choose to take them, and you can take them here.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lou.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Pam.
Would you like to say anything about your poem, Pam?
Not really. I think it's pretty straightforward. Again, like Randy said about his, it's one written from the heart. And, you know, I really appreciate the inspiration from you, Lou, and also from you, Grace. So thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful comment. Thank you. Thank you, Pam. Go to the next poem up. It's called Acclimatopsia, America by Luke Jr., and he has a SoundCloud, so we'll play that. Here we go.
Echo waves travel through the sound of our voices, choices. Breathing through the smoky clouds formed by our obsession, choices. American folk travel through the clouds, hands together, standing proud. Every difference that could be settled on a cloud. War is the sound. And through these tired eyes, displeased with endless lies, shattering into billions of embers burning brighter than the 4th of July, shooting rockets into the sky, while the angels cry, and with tears becoming more colorful as the years go by, shadowed, abandoned, lost within the dreary night skies, forming clouds that forever never cries, it tries, huddled around those we know we can trust. Anxiety gathers rust, clouded thoughts shrouded in crust, and within the minds of those that watch the skies explode at night, within our thoughts, clouded judgments of those who give us fright, the foundation built upon the dreams of those that given us their light, and with every sacrifice, at noon, at night. Working tireless hours, wheels forever spinning, meanwhile bingo players watching fireworks. And what morning must we do every morning? For America is brighter than those who hold the lighter.
Well, he did a fantastic job on his SoundCloud.
And
the poem was engaging and descriptive. It really carries its way through beautifully. And then I really like shadows abandoned, lost within the dreary night skies, forming clouds that forever never cries. It tries, huddled around those we know we can trust. Anxiety gathers rust, clouded thoughts, shrouded in crust. Just a beautiful poem. And what did you think, Pam?
Yeah, this is definitely, it really is inspiring. It was great to hear him do a SoundCloud. I hope we get to hear more of him. He has a wonderful reading voice. And I really like the imagery in this. I really like how the main theme is the sacrifices made for the freedoms that we have. I particularly like through these tired eyes, displeased with endless lies, shattering into billions of embers, burning brighter than the 4th of July, shooting rockets into the sky while the angels cry with tears, becoming more colorful as the years go by. There's just a real strong sense of hurt, you know, and suffering within those lines. It's a powerful tribute, I believe, to those who have fought for our freedoms, but also the freedoms that are found, or how our country continues to be supported by the working man. That's kind of the impression I get from it. So beautifully written and very well done.
Wonderful comment, Pam. Thank you. And Louie, what are your thoughts?
Oh my gosh, I agree with Pam. I so loved hearing Luke read his poetry. He did put in the group that this is his first time. Oh, my goodness, what have you been waiting for? You keep reading. You know, this poem, you know, sometimes it is true. We lose our vision at times with where we live, where we get too comfortable not remembering how we live in this type of lifestyle that we have and our freedoms. You know, we do need to remember those who have served, you know, for us, to give us this freedom. And I really, oh my gosh, this, I really love where he says, within the minds of those that watch the skies explode at night, within our thoughts, clouded judgments of those who give us fright, the foundation built upon the dreams of those that given us their light, with every sacrifice, noon and night. I thought that was just, it touched me deeply, because we should remember those who have fallen before us. And I hope he keeps writing for our contest and send in more SoundCloud. Hit, hit, Luke.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, so I'm going to grab the next poem here, and I will post this to the group once I find it. Okay. This is by Poetic Picasso, a.k.a. Frank. And if you wouldn't mind, please, will you?
Okay. Blessed Are the Patriots by Poetic Picasso. From distant shores lies a vast land, with the stoic boys of metal marching onto prolific waters and a foreign nation, striving into weary mist and surging. They came from the area of small towns, the emerald valleys of plentiful slope, the multitude of vibrant cities, ballistic homesteads of bleak hopes, the eternal home of the stars and stripes, wavering valley o'er the dew of the ground, by the rainbow where a stated place exists, in blooming flowers and sinewy leaves found. Hence the grass growing within the spry spring beneath the meadows of the winding hill, and a lost generation, weed in the prairies, stride forth with such determination and will. Beheld a heaven of spirits of renewed men of all colors, the Italians that fought for the flag and liberty, giving us boys strength amid the roaming cannons, firing in the rearward of the flanks of tenacity. Oh, America, men once sang you interminable glory, and where the innumerable men of great valor and duty now resting in the teeming mounds guarding their souls beyond the edges of swashing seas of beauty. They call to defend you, inspired your sons of brethren, where bodies are strewn in a dreary carnage of death, but no foreign army from you abroad will e'er conquer you. When the young soldiers march with patriotic breath, give them your blessing amid the dire onslaught and grant them the reward of victory against our foes. For men in battle strive as a fierce legion of men with an indomitable courage shown in their toils and woes. Their dripping blood spilt and the stained filth soaked, they long only for the comfort of redemption when dying, as the sons of conviction are embraced in bosoms of angels, sheltering them from bullets as they linger in the crying. Hearken to the dreaded soldiers' voices heard within the depth of the wailing winds of the willows, bearing the coffins with names of faces of all races, as a mournful sound a memorable field bellows. Boys who succumbed and ne'er have returned, as brave and noble men who once heard a call, perishing into the terrible gust of wind blowing, where their honorable headstones stand visibly tall. Blessed are the patriots sojourning the soil, cadet heroes that died within the perilous fray, the indomitable boys of beloved America, and the proud soldiers who vanished far away. Glory, glory, hallelujah. The truth is marching on. End poem.
Beautiful read, Liu. I mean, that is one hell of a poem. I mean, it really, you know, it hits home and drives to the point of what a soldier is and what he believes and gives and, you know, doesn't return home and ends up in a field somewhere with mounds of dirt protecting him. Just a very beautiful poem. A little bit dark in places, but that's fantastic. I said it was a haunting and visceral poem filled with incredible imagery and emotions throughout in my comment to him. So just a beautiful poem. And what did you think, Pam?
Yes, definitely. You know, but I think in order to gain the amount of freedoms that we have over the years, there has to have been quite a bit of darkness. So I like that Frank brings that out. You know, I like that in here he personifies America. He shows us the American spirit, and it's a wonderful, heartfelt tribute to those who have sacrificed. I really like, behold, a heaven of spirits, a renewed men of all colors, battalions that fought for the flag and liberty, giving our boys strength amid the roaring cannons. And, you know, then the call to defend you inspired your sons of brethren whose bodies were strewn in a dreary carnage of death. That is, you're right, it's extremely visceral. But, you know, I think sometimes we need to be reminded of the blood that has been spilled You know, so just a wonderful emotive write and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And Louie, what are your thoughts?
You know, my thoughts are exactly what, you know, the comments that Pam brought out. You know, we have so much freedom, but do we realize that the freedom that we had, how we got it, and how many have sacrificed? You know, and it's even the Red Cross that, you know, we need to, you know, in the battlefields, the nurses and the doctors, you know, the clergy, you know, so many people are affected. Even the families are affected by this. And, you know, we should always be grateful. And I think sometimes we forget to be grateful because we have so much freedom. And it takes, for me, days like this for us to remember the Memorial Day, the 4th of July, you know, that we shouldn't have, they should be honored, but we shouldn't, we should be more respectful of everybody that has gone before us and suffered for our freedom. You know, one of the things that I remembered that I was reading about one of the veterinarians, they asked him, what were you thinking when you were fighting? He says, we fought so we could come home. You know, they did this so that they could come home, and some of them never came home, and some of them came home in caskets.
Yeah, exactly. Excellent comment, Lee. Thank you. Okay, I've got the next poem up. This is by Seagull, and he has a SoundCloud. I remember a man in Salinas who in his middle years traveled to Honolulu and back, and that journey continued for the rest of his life. We could watch him in his rocking chair on his front porch, his eyes squinted, half-closed, traveling to Honolulu. And that's a quote by John Steinbeck, Travels with Charlie in Search of America. Okay, and the poem goes, traveling along the nation's pathways, benches invite me to linger a while in these only slightly lesser heavens, where a cloud-draped mountain rises above, rocky water flowing cold and clear, and light feels larger than the whole, where the peace of a sun, dapple-gardened, a bee drones, yellow daisies nod their heads in rhyme with butterflies and hummingbirds. Sometimes I need a wind-tossed sea, wild and dark, to cleanse from my weary mind the cares of yesterday. Behold the setting sun beyond the beach, whose dying rays paint an abstract on heaving canvas with tints a cloud with gold. In a hushed cathedral roof, in green boughs, wait the pew, weathered by time, cushioned with fallen leaves, where a whispered prayer echoes in the silence. Maybe an endless field of knee-high clover, fragrant, sweet, offering my weight-bearing spirit a place to rest while watching clouds shape chips high above. Then, sometimes it's a dim, cool swamp, black water, silent and still, moss-clad branches hide from sight bitter sorrow or crippling fear. But of all the benches along the way, the bench where I most love to linger, it's where the morning sun rises over a misty salt marsh to awake life in splashes and song and poem. And, you know, I thought it was beautiful. You know, it's very visceral and engaging. You know, you're taken on this journey across the land with him, and you know, you can see the mountain rising above the salty water, and I thought it was just a beautiful poem. Pam, what did you think?
This is absolutely beautiful. Seagull has a wonderful gift for imagery and metaphors. I really like the imagery, or the piece of a sun-dappled garden, a bee drones, yellow daisies nod their heads in rhyme with butterflies and hummingbirds. The delicate imagery there that I really appreciate. And then goes on to the wind-tossed sea, wild and dark. Completely opposite, but just as beautiful of imagery. You know, I used to love to watch the waves of Lake Superior get tossed about by the wind. You know, and I think it was Lou who talked about this earlier, about how we can you can travel across the United States and we're all the same country, but there are so many differences. And the main message I really get from this poem is that you, whatever your needs are, whether you need to be next to the wild sea or you need to see the butterflies flittering in the dew, or whatever it is that you need to fulfill your spirit, you can find it here in the United States, in its mountain ranges, in its lakes, you know, in its forests. So just absolutely beautifully written and very well done.
Well said. Thank you, Pam. And Lou, what are your thoughts?
You know, I thought you did a great job in reading this beautiful poem by Siegel. You know, and going along with Pam's comment, we can go from one end of the United States to the other. We can freely travel all over the United States. You don't need to get permission. And you know what's great about that? We can bring those, like he says, we can bring those memories back with us. Like I really liked where he says, the traveling along nations' pathways, benches invite me a linger while the only slightly lesser heavens. You know, we could go see the mountains. We can go see the gardens. We can go see the seas, the mountains. You know, I really like this. And the Husk Cathedral roof in green boughs with a pew. You know, that we can go anywhere and we can carry those, sit down on a bench, no matter where we are, and close our eyes and just think where we have traveled before and live there again. Fantastic poem.
Great comment, Lou. Thank you. Okay, Pam, I've posted the next link, if you wouldn't mind, please.
I would be happy to. All right. Unseen Spirit of America by Daniel Dishino. Tired eyes on smiling faces paint a portrait of the USA. Blood-paved roads with sweat-hardened concrete, the veins of a nation that is here to stay. Freedom's price, a heavy toll. Is life and love lost in its hand? A people land, a united voice to build the stage and take a stand. We honor those who fight for all, for free will lost, for freedom's sake, to fight for us, to fight again. We crowd our beaches in their wake. We are a common warrior to rise each day, though muscles burn and skin may scorch. They are the heart that lights the passion, the persistent flame, the nation's torch. A stream of pilgrims does fill our cup to water the seeds of tolerance. A country free to work and build, unite, rejoice for all, a chance. End poem.
Beautiful read, Pam. And I like this poem. I mean, it speaks to what America is built upon, and that is the common warrior rising each day. Though muscles burn and skin may scorch, they are the heart that lights the passion, the persistent flame, the nation's torch. You know, I agree with that. You know, I mean, if it wasn't for these soldiers out there doing their thing, America wouldn't be where it's at today. So kudos to all those that fought and died for the war. Excellent poem. Excellent read, Pam. And what did you think, Lee?
Oh, I thought this was wonderfully read, Pam. I really enjoyed the imagery that Daniel brought out here. And it's true. Unseen Spirit of America, you know, and it, you know, it says that, you know, yeah, we have all these wonderful celebrations, but, you know, he brings out this was done at a heavy toll, you know, and it says, is life and love lost in its hand, a people's land, a united voice to build a strange and take a stand, you know, and there were those that will always take a stand and fight for our liberties. And so we know we need to remember them, and we need to take care of our veterans that come home.
Great comment, Lee. Thank you. Okay, so I'm posting a link here. And if you wouldn't mind reading that for us, Lee, that would be great.
Okay. Proud of Our Good Old USA by Pink Fairy 5. I love her mountains, her valleys, her skyscrapers, her lakes. She makes me happy in every way. I am proud of her for sure. We have our ups, downs, problems, fantasies, and fakes. But all in all, America is red, white, and blue, true and pure. We may have our differences, but we stick together in the end. We can be proud of our country, our freedoms, and our wealth. Depending on our neighbors, calling all Americans our friend, being diverse is important here as money or health. We have our own ideas, and we let each other have theirs too. We are proud of our cultural diversion and that we all we can do. We are Americans first and forever. Get that in your mind, okay? Proud to death that we can claim as sure ours, the good old USA. End poem.
Beautiful read, Lee. And, you know, I like her author's notes. It says, inspiration is Toby Keith. I'm proud to be an American. And you can feel the pride in her right here. I love her mountains, her valleys, her skyscrapers, her lakes. She makes me happy in every way. I am proud of her for sure. We have our ups and downs, problems, fantasies, and fakes. But all in all, America is red, white, and blue, true and pure. This is a beautiful poem. I loved it. What did you think, Pam?
Yeah, I really like how this is a tribute to America, and you're right, it does have a strong sense of pride. But I like that it's pride that comes with a dash of reality. Like, she acknowledges that we're not perfect. We've had our ups and downs. But I really, you know, like this all the way through, but especially that middle stanza with, we may have our differences, but we stick together in the end. Beautifully written and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Lee, what are your thoughts?
What I liked about her poem is that, you know, she points out that no matter where we live in the United States, we can love the ground that we're on. You know, and she points out it doesn't matter if it's her mountains or valleys or the cities, the skyscraper or lakes. It says that the United States makes her happy. And then she points out that, you know, we all have different thoughts. Every single one of us is a different individual with our own different thoughts. And you know what? It's okay. It's okay for us to have our different thoughts. And it's okay for us to feel pride. And it's okay for us, you know, to have cultural diversion because, you know, that's what makes the United States, the melting pot. And I think people have forgotten that. I haven't heard it in a long time, but the United States is a melting pot, cultures and races. And we can learn to live together.
Absolutely. Great comment, Lee. Okay, so I've got the next poem here. This is by Poetic Creations. It's called Holding On Tight. Her face was lit by bursting explosions, exploding bright, flashes faded, and her pupils popped. Moonlight from a crescent moon was dim, smaller even than her grin. For the 4th of July, she dyed streaks of hair, red, white, and blue. She was star-spangled, holding on tight. As was I. I held her in my arms, in my gaze, underneath the rib bolt that cracked to let light in. That crescent grin was double the size of the moon. I was hooked. Attached at the hip, bounded by attraction, under the stars, and a night that was set on fire. End poem. And, you know, I really liked it. It was very engaging. I mean, you know, you really went along for the journey with him as he was with his love at this fireworks festival. And, you know, they became attached at the hip, bounded by attraction, under the stars and the night sky. that was set on fire. I mean, the sky literally looks like it's on fire when the fireworks are going. So it's a beautiful poem. And what did you think, Pam?
Yeah, this has wonderful imagery and metaphors. I really like that this is both a celebration of the United States birthday, the 4th of July, but also a kind of a celebration of love. I particularly like where it says, to let light in that crescent grin was double the size of the moon. I was hooked, attached at the head, bounded by attraction under the stars and a night sky that was set on fire. You know, there's something so mesmerizing about watching fireworks go off in the night sky. Oh, just beautifully written and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to post the next link here. And this is by Beatnik. And here we go. This is called America is God Country. She stands, somehow still strong, proud and free, amid the maelstrom of worldwide vehemence. She avenges the weak, nourishes the impoverished, and encourages the perpetuation of commerce and ingenuity, allowing humankind to be limited only by the quantity of its ambition. Those who seek her liberty and opulence do so by and large, not for ideological reverence or patriotism to her name, but for the solace of a better life and a want for personal gain. She has shared her vast technologies to form nations from the wretchedness of poverty, to be undercut by her apprentices, and to have her eminence betrayed. Yet she still remains as a nation scorned for her vices. Yet, great though some of them may be, her benevolence and virtue remain unmatched. So I think it's time we praise America for being God's country and render thanks for being blessed in the USA. End poem. Well, it was beautiful. I mean, it was forthright and informative. It really is, you know, empowering in its stance in the position of America in the world. So I thought that was just beautifully done. And what did you think, Pam?
Yeah, this definitely is beautifully done. It's a wonderful patriotic rite. What I like about the general tone of this is the idea that, you know, people will oftentimes complain about the flaws of America, and there's no doubt that the flaws do exist, but too often they don't look at all that America has shared and all that she has offered up. I really liked that second stanza with she avenges the weak, nourishes the impoverished, and encourages the perpetuation of commerce and ingenuity. The idea that you have the freedom to think and invent and become, you know, I mean, it just is all available. And so it's beautifully written and very well done.
Well said. Thank you, Pam. And Louie, what did you think?
You know, this was, like, I agree with Pam, this is beautifully poemed. You know, it says that that United, no matter what turmoil the United States is going through, right now it is still standing strong. And what I liked about here is what he said. She avenges the weak, nourishes the impoverished, and encourages the perpetuation of commerce and ingenuity, allowing humankind to be limited only by the quality of its ambition. So it doesn't matter if we're poor or where we come from, you can come here and from the scratch and work your way up through work, through business, through education. Whatever it is you're dreaming, you can make your dreams come true. And, you know, and that's what I like what he says here, and that we should be thankful that this is a country we live in that allows us all these different opportunities.
Absolutely. Great comment, Lee. Thank you. Okay, I've got the next poem posted, and this is by Abdutala Ibn Ibnel. It's called Evening Fireworks, 4th of July. As a youth, laying on my back, sunset on the 4th of July, my mind does forget that the fireworks I love in the sky represents battles where past heroes die. Some died for democracy, and some not, all bravely committing all that they got. Marching off to face a hell upon earth of agony with a full lack of mirth. Our sons, fathers, and sisters do march like Ukrainian do as voices part. Fighting for a dream of liberty won for themselves as well for everyone. The light seemed beautiful as I lay safe, purchased by past heroes' blood. I vouch, safe. End poem. And, yeah, you know, I really never looked at fireworks like that. I mean, representing the battles that these people have fought for their freedoms and our freedom. And, you know, it's definitely haunting in that respect of turning fireworks into a reflection of the battles that were fought. So just a wonderful, heartfelt write. And what did you think, Pam?
Yeah, this was really beautifully written, a wonderful sonnet. It's got a nice rhyming form. I really like that he opens up with as a youth, you know, like, and then he goes into the idea of how as a youth you just enjoy the beauty and the fun and the excitement of the fireworks. You don't think about the representation of what they mean. And then as you grow older, you know, you start to think about, you know, how your liberties were won by the sacrifices that people made. So wonderful, right, and very well done.
Absolutely. Thank you, Pam. And Lee, what are your thoughts?
You know, I was just reading his author's notes. Dear beloved friends, national holidays are a time to reflect on hard-fought freedoms and that liberty isn't free. One love, move in peace, and in ease. You know, I really thought this was a beautiful sonnet. I love the imagery that he had here, how so many of us, you know, that we do sit in our backyard and we enjoy the fireworks and, you know, the colors and everything blasting in the sky. But then he points out, he says that for us to have our democracy, so many had died, whether their sons, fathers, or sisters. And then he also pointed out the point, just like we want our freedoms and fought for our freedom, so the Ukrainians. You know, so many countries are fighting to have democracy in their states and countries. And, you know, it's just it's so difficult to watch what's going on in the news with Ukraine. But, you know, he tells us while he's at home safe, you know, he says he knows that it was purchased from the blood of other wonderful people that have stood for our country.
Absolutely. Great comment. Okay, Pam, I have the next write-up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
I would be happy to. All right. Here we go. New World Dreams by Rose Winter 515. Lupita Nyong'o said, dreams are the foundations of America, and here is my poetic reply. Born on the 4th of July, a memorable day for sure, independent and free, a land of liberty, musical harmony, happy birthday today, innocent bliss and love, beautiful company, joyful laughter and praise for all our families, the world of free people. Hear our prayers today.
Beautiful read, Pam. And this poem is fantastic. I mean, I really like her response to the quote. It, you know, it speaks of harmony and innocence and bliss and love. And, yeah, I mean, it's just a beautiful poem. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I thought this was a very well done. It's a beautiful brevity. I like that she brings in the musical harmony. I love that it's a celebration of America's birthday. And the joyful laughter and praise for all our families really gives it a sense of community. So very well done.
Absolutely. Thank you, Pam. And Lou, what did you think? Oh, did Lou drop?
She did. Hopefully, I'm sure she'll be back, but figure out how she did.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Pam. All right. I'm going to grab the next poem here. And if you wouldn't mind reading this, Pam, when you see it.
Sure, I'd be happy to. All right.
Okay, just one second here.
Oh, sure, no problem.
Okay, there we go.
All right. And getting back. And all right. I'm an American and Jewish too, by Marvin Goldfarb. I am an American through and through, but on the spiritual side of me, I still am a Jew. So I salute the red, white, and blue, and I say I will always fight for you. But in temple with skull cap on my head, I declare to the flag of white and blue, both Hashem and I love you. End poem.
Beautiful read. And, I mean, it speaks to, like, what it is like to be a Jewish person living in America. I mean, you love America regardless of your origin, and, you know, you say thank you and I love you. So I thought it was just beautiful. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I have to agree. This is absolutely, absolutely beautiful. You know, a wonderful brevity. I like how it speaks in the religious freedom. I like how he brings in that, you know, that you have, that you can love your country and support your country, but at the same time, you know, love and support your own spiritual beliefs. So just an excellent write and very well done.
Great comment. Thank you, Pam. And I agree wholeheartedly. Okay, so let me grab the next poem here. And this is by Jesna Sajan. It's called One Family, One World. Long ago, forefathers grew fruit, vegetable, and shoots. Industry set in, workers in factories working in boots. We demand rest, revolution, revolt, removed from our roots, forgotten our motherland and adopted our new land, produce. We were aliens, immigrants, refugees, overseas slaves, expatriates, residents, arrived from multinational waves. Our goods were imported, introduced, and naturalized enclaves, foreign-born, non-indigenous, distant, far off, in caves. We have learned about where we come from, people from far. We have accepted many lessons, experience becoming a star. We have become masters of our lives, living with past scar. We are still united, growing in multitudes, Unity Day, memoir. All joined together, building a new world power. Our ancestors were in chains, now shout with flower. We rejoice. Jump, swing, work, toil, vision, and power prove that our people together, multilateral willpower. We have succeeded in technology, growth, and innovation, impart expansions and serve knowledge, truth, mission, build tools, equipment, master economical ambition, preservation of historical country artifacts, cultural tradition. the world joined together, multicultural today, that today was a landmark in history. This day, we joined together, screaming victory. Hooray! One nation, one power, one land for the free, say. End poem. And I like that. I mean, it speaks to the immigrant of America, and they're joining in this building of this beautiful new power. And I thought it was definitely a heartfelt right with, you know, speaking on the wonders of freedom and the powers that are given therein. So just a beautiful poem. And what did you think, Pam?
Yeah, this has amazing imagery. This is just a powerful rite on unity, on freedom, on how our, you know, and I like how in the second stanza she brings up the refugees and overseas slaves, you know, those who came to the United States under horrific circumstances that are part of, you know, the history of the United States that needs to be acknowledged. I really like that her title, One Family, One World, because I feel like, while you make a really good point, and I have to agree with you, that this is about the America that is made up from different people, different cultures from all over, it's also the idea of the world finding peace and unity. I really like that she mentions that we have succeeded in technological growth and innovation, in part expansion and served knowledge mission. I love the idea of being able to have the freedom to seek knowledge. So I thought this was a wonderful rite and very well done.
Well said. Thank you, Pam. Okay, so I've got the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind, please, Pam.
I would be happy to. Independence Acrostic by Doc Frank, and it goes like this. Independence Day represents our freedom and democracy. Never will we forget those who sacrificed for us to have freedom, dedicating today to those heroes, especially those who didn't return. Every liberty we had comes from these sacrifices. People should say a prayer today for those who returned injured. Every fourth celebration normally ends with fireworks, which scares our pup. Now we put her thunder vest on and my wife holds her. During celebrations, we watch several on TV. Another tradition is hanging American flag up, difficult in our apartment. Next year, assuming Civic gone, we, 22, will have family reunion on SML, celebrating Independence Day, a nice national and family holiday, ending day with a hug and kiss with my wife and poem.
Well, that was a lovely poem. I mean, I like the acrostic nature of it. Independence, never, dedicating, every, people, every, now, during, another, next year, celebrating, ending. Yeah, I mean, you know, it really has a beautiful flow to it, and I like the way he ended it with hugging and kissing his wife. How touching is that? It's a beautiful poem. What did you think, Pam?
Yeah, that ending was particularly sweet. I thought, oh, what a sweet way to end a 4th of July. And, you know, I like that he reminds us that not everybody can let fireworks off or wants to, but you can celebrate in your heart. You can have togetherness time with family. You can watch things on TV. You know, it's a great acrostic. I really like where he says, you know, dedicating today to those heroes, especially those who didn't return. That's such a powerful and emotive line. So very well done.
Absolutely. Thank you, Pam. Okay, I'm posting the next poem here. This is called July 4th by Sandy G. Hot and still this July 4th morning, quiet before the picnics and parades. The cloudless sky looks down with indifference. Motionless trees show little enthusiasm, not a turning of a leaf to signify All the flags hang limp, not a flower bobs. The dead in dead quiet defines the mood. Clarity defines the weather. Indifference, the day. People walking through preparations, tracing patriotic steps. The bands will march and play all day, echoing the past. The picnics run late till late at night, and watermelon sweet with the kids, the bottle with the bottle fireflies. The bourbon will run low. Mortars will explode. Streams of stars go writhing. Incendiaries burst, weaving arms in open space. Diamond arcs spinning wide to wink and radiate. An hour's sweet diversion, a nostalgic flight. Still, the fourth is numb as clouds of change permeate the air. Patriotism under siege, democracy gone missing, and poem. Well, that was a hard-hitting poem on the subject of, the dead in the dead of quiet defines the mood, clarity defines the weather, indifference the day. People walk through preparations, tracing patriotic steps. It's a visceral and emotive, right? Yeah. And what did you think, Pam?
Yeah, I have to agree. It had very hard-hitting lines and, visceral imagery, as you said. What I particularly drew me in about this was right away that I noticed how quickly she mentions that extremely hot weather that can happen in July during so many parts of the country and the southern parts. I really like how she says the dead and dead quiet defines the mood, clarity defines the weather, indifference the day, people walk through preparation, chasing patriotic steps. And I think within those lines, what it speaks to of me is how the idea of how too often we do something because it's a tradition and we don't stop to think the importance behind that tradition. So just a really thought-provoking write and very well done.
Well said. Thank you, Pam. Okay, we're getting down to our last few here. I don't know what we're going to do to fill the time. I'm posting the next poem, if you wouldn't mind, please, Pam.
All right. Well, I'm sure between commenting and stuff, we'll manage to fill the time. And if you want, I can make all my comments into a one-woman opera show. I mean, if that helps.
Yeah, that works.
There you go. All right. This is Illegal Fireworks Display by E.A. Abernathy, and it goes like this. The stillness of the cool waters of the blue plastic kiddie pool that sits off the side of the porch out back, where the yard hills down to the fence by the tree line. The gray cat with white tufts on its feet lounges under the flag, the width and breadth of the apartment building. Shade grows darker, deeper, cooler to the people sitting, smoking, drinking, celebrating life as community, even if they are vying for the same woman or they live 30 minutes north, while a tyke rugrat begs for attention and whines poorly because he's only 4 years old and his tall rag blonde hair is unkempt and his child's teeth are rotten on the bottom row. Rolling marijuana into joints for the fireworks as they haven't been lit off yet to sizzle up into the dusking sky, then boom, boom, boom. The reds of iron and cobalt blue, the titanium white, concussion ones that lead the big droopy willow ones, the static crackling, the secondary cages zipping off in their ways, streaking, spinning, whirligig. Conversation turns to the Ukraine and Putnam's war of conviction against the religion and the world for the cost of bread and oil. The music raises, the child squeals pitched into shrill. The music stops, the people keep speaking. That place over there, this place, here and poem.
Beautiful read, Pam. And I like that. I mean, you know, they're the ones that are over there making all that noise and celebrating as others look on with this scene. And this is America. You know, that's how it is, you know. Everybody celebrates differently, and sometimes people are loud and kind of obnoxious, and those that are quiet and timid definitely look down upon that. So I thought it was a hard-hitting poem on the subject of living life and having that life be judged. So just a beautiful poem. What did you think, Pam?
Yeah, well, first of all, I like what you had to say about how we all find our ways to celebrate differently. You know, and some people are very exuberant celebrators. You know, they get out the wild fireworks, you know. I like the format of this poem. I like how he wrote it in almost a flow of thought that is continuous. I like the sense of reality that he puts in this, you know, the whining, crying tyke who's probably overtired, you know, the rolled joints, the whirligig. I love the use of the word whirligig, you know, for those ones that kind of like spin around on the ground or spin around up in the air. And what I really like, another thing I really like about this one is it says, you know, to the people sitting, smoking, drinking, celebrating life as community, even if they are vying for the same woman or they live 30 minutes north. It's like those moments in life where any other time you wouldn't be getting along, but you put it all aside because you all have that something in common. You're all celebrating. So just an excellent write and very well done.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you, Pam. Okay, so I've got our final write-up here, and it's called Civic Responsibility, Duty Done, Even If It's at Death's Price. This is the foundation of these United States by Reality 7. Sometimes losing one's way on the road can be like transmuting this ever-sharpening pencil, leaden torch into gold. If I may be so bold, or like alchemy, earth turning sun into diamonds, trees, carbon dioxide into oxygen, sunshine with earth turning into you, me, for its yellow bricks, not rich brown, lead to itself, not yourself. Yes, by being man-made, leading one astray from one's heart path to their task dictated by eyes clouded by delusions. Sometimes losing one's mind can be like a find, and sometimes not. Like, quote, how smooth must be white's language. They make right look wrong, wrong look right. Soul, voice, wordless. Seldom do we listen. Mind speaks. One don't listen. Listen to wind. The colonists weren't facing death in a revolutionary war because they were the dreamers. While a great quote by an actor, feeling Americana's love of dreaming, dreaminess asleep, ignorance not just bliss, nor next to godliness, but all disassociation from reality, nature, etc. It does well lend itself to machines telling populace conform, sleep, walk through life, etc. Even the dream of the North is known to be a plague for all those countries south of the border, and a growing problem for the U.S., our forefathers heaping their unexercised responsibilities and the concurrent Siamese twin sister freedoms withering as unexercised muscles. As well, on our shoulders is real. Can't dream our way out of being extinct. That's dictated if our extant species doesn't evolve. Can't just have blinders on, being a misum dream and poem. And, yeah, you know, that's a hard-hitting poem. It really speaks to what it's like to live life as an American and all the contradictory nature of that existence is palpable in this, right? Just a fantastic poem. What did you think, Ben?
Before I comment, I would like to let you know I dug up a 4th of July humor poem that I figured you'd appreciate to read after this one, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yep, yep. Well, you know, this is absolutely intriguing. I love the imagery. I love the straightforward style. There's a real patriotic tone, a spiritual tone to it. It's so much to absorb and take in. It's kind of one of those poems that I wish I had like Rex or somebody here to comment on before me, so I could say, yeah, what he said. And I really like how smooth must be white's language. They make right look wrong, wrong look right, soul, voice, wordless, seldom do we listen, wind speaks, one don't listen, listen to wind. To me, there's this real idea of how we don't listen to Mother Nature. We don't, listen to what the land has to tell us too often. And too often, we talk. We think conversation is just completely talking. But there's a second, part to conversation. There's probably more than that. But the other very important part is listening. I really like, as well as on our shoulders is real, can't dream our way out of being. Dreams are a beautiful thing to have, but there's only so much dreams can do. You know, hope is beautiful, dreams are beautiful, but when the reality of history has been so brutal, you know, it's difficult to lean on those dreams. So just an amazing write and very well done.
Beautiful comment, Pam. Thank you. And in his author's notes, he says, above photo marked as anonymous online, quote by Black Hawk, Makatime Ashikakak, 1767 to 1838, Salk War Chief paraphrased, in this teacher appreciation year, quote, we, while remembering that intellect can't lead for life doesn't follow, we're relation in motion, struggling, life, are outstretching the arm that isn't ours to the neediest, always lending a hand for our bodies, will never be on a machine's gears. Martha Graham, a famous dancer, said, let questions be questions, the answers will come. Basho, a famous poet, to walk in seasons is to question a flower's opening. There's a voice that doesn't use words. Listen, by Rumi. And then thanks for a great contest and all you do. And I thought it was a wonderful, wonderful poem. Okay, Pam, did you want to share yours?
Sure. I have to say, I'm really glad you read that, A.N., and I'm glad that Lou and LNP brought it up, because usually I'm good about reading A.N., but that one I had missed. And it really helps to understand the poem better. So very cool there. All right. And this is my tribute to Chuck Norris and America. And it goes like, well, mainly Chuck Norris, but it goes like this. It's called Ode to a Manly Man. He is the epitome of manhood, aced the manly test, with a deep voice, roundhouse kicks, and an abundance of hair displayed across his chest. When he was born, the doctor hung him upside down and gave him a good slap. He quickly threw an undercut and kicked the doctor's ass. He builds up his testosterone and his facial hair and all his manly ways by consuming the meat of unicorn 20 times per day. He stopped all 3 world wars using nothing but bare hands. You've only heard of 2-in-1. Well, that's because he stopped the 3rd before it had begun. Men, they idolize him. Women throw themselves at his feet. He can fight and make love simultaneously and never miss a beat. Every 4th of July, we light off fireworks, eat barbecue, drink beer, to celebrate our freedom and the power of his glare. His last name is Norris, but his friends all call him Chuck. If you tell him you don't like America, he'll promptly tell you what to suck. End poem.
Oh, my God, man. That was hilarious. Very, very cool. Fantastic 4th of July tribute to a manly man, Chuck Norris. And it was just a fascinating, right? I really liked your rhyme and your rhythm and your flow in this piece. He is an epitome of manhood, aced the manly test with a deep voice, roundhouse kicks, and abundance of hair displayed across his chest. When he was born, the doctor hung him upside down and gave him a good slap. He quickly threw an undercut and kicked the doctor's ass. Wonderful, right, Pam? And would you like to say anything about your poem?
Oh, I think I wrote it a few years ago, and it's one I occasionally like to bring out near the 4th of July just because it's good old fun. You know, it's nothing deep, nothing serious, just a bit of fun. So, and that's always good to have. So, wonderful show tonight.
Thank you, Pam. I appreciate you calling in and hanging out and sharing your poetry and your voice. It's been a wonderful night of poetry, and happy 4th of July, everybody.
Happy 4th of July.
Much love, everybody. Good night.